Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Very simple. You just send a contact request first to lrn.fm, and then you can call us anytime you want after that. You send the contact request. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in, which usually doesn't take much more than a segment or so of the show. So it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and get interactive there, submit content to the site, vote on the stuff other listeners have submitted. Mark, you want to do something unusual tonight. You actually want to play a call from Free Talk Live to start this show.
Yeah, I think an interesting thing was brought up right at the end of the show on Thursday.
With you and Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, Chris Cantwell and I were on the show. And it's something that I feel like needs to be talked about. It's sort of, this topic of patriotism or nationalism, depending on what term you want to use. I think patriotism is a positive term. Nationalism sort of a more unloaded term, as it were. Maybe even negative, depending on how it's used.
I consider them both to be negative, but
Opinion on it. I think that patriotism is considered a virtue by many. And I just want to talk about it. So,
all right, well, let's jump into it. This happened in the very end of the Thursday night show. It was like the second to last caller. It's a very quick call, so here we go. I forget the guy's name. I cut that part out of the clip. Here we go.
I'm hearing a lot of radio announcers such as Dennis Miller and others pretty much saying America is on the way down. We're hopeless. Things look bleak. But I just wanted to say I still think America, United States, is the greatest country in the world, and we're the
based on what
still the biggest, huh?
Based on what?
All right, I'm just going to stop it there for a moment. Just a quick comment, because I wasn't here that night. It was my night off when that call came in. And the first thing I thought of when that guy was saying, well, these talk show hosts, the various talk show hosts are saying these things bad about America. Well, of course they're saying that. Their party isn't in control. And so they're painting this picture that America is it's going downhill. Things are worse than they've
if
ever been.
If we don't do something like elect a Republican for president in 2 years,
that's all
then,
that is.
Then America is going to be a crap hole. That's, if you let that lady and get in office, then it's going to be a cesspool of corruption and,
well,
you know,
it's
whatever.
Been 2 terms of Obama in America is at its lowest point it's ever been. Now, while it's true that you could argue that America's worse off than ever, but that you can make that argument.
But you have to base that argument on something.
But it doesn't have to do with which political party's in charge, because America was going down when George Bush was.
If you want to look at debt to GDP ratio, it is higher now than when Bush was in office. But when at the end, Bush was higher than when Clinton was in office.
Exactly.
So
Clinton looked like a small government guy compared to George W. Bush, and Barack Obama appears to be George Bush III.
A fascinating thing has happened in the first part of the millennium here. We have had instances, 6 years where it was a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House, and 2 years where it was a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic White House. So we've got to see, we know what the parties will do because they've done it.
Yeah, they aggregate more power to the states and the bureaucracy.
And spend more money.
So that, I thought, was an important thing to point out. That's all that those talk show hosts are doing, is they're just preparing for the 2016 election by painting this picture. Oh, my God, the Democrats.
I think it's also important to talk about what greatness is. He says it's the greatest country on earth. But if you say that, you need to have something to back it up.
And so that's the question
and
that
he
you
does.
Asked. So here we go.
Our laws and our freedom and
you know that United States is
great. Our military.
Oh yeah, the United States will kill your ass. There's no doubt about that.
This is good.
The United States is number one in dropping bombs and shooting airplanes off of boats. There's no doubt about that. But as far as freedom goes, the U.S. doesn't show up in the top 10 on any chart at all at this point as far as freedom from an economic or social standpoint.
Well, I still think you're doing a great disservice to the country by continuously putting us down.
Who's
good
us?
Good luck. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, Dan, I mean, I'm just Okay, Dan doesn't want to. Dan doesn't want to talk about
that. What do you mean you're challenging my ideas? I've been watching Fox News all day. I know that this is correct.
Stop it there.
So I don't know whether Dan watches Fox News, as Cantwell was saying, but I mean, there's certainly an archetype out there of, you know, the "you're a bunch of America haters," you know, like the people that will accuse. Generally, it seems to be the more conservative, more Republican crowd that will accuse everybody else of being America haters. And I don't even know what this means. I try to take an objective view of freedom around the world. When you look at the United States, to be number one, all you have to do is be better than number two. If you look at the dollar's performing well, better than the euro and the ruble and the you know, the yuan's kind of tied to the dollar. But there's, you know, so the United States is beating out these other economies that are doing poorly right now. But I don't think that that means, you know, just because you have the fastest car in the race doesn't mean you can't do something to make your car better.
Yeah.
And the United States has fallen behind in economic freedom, behind places like New Zealand and Canada. Americans, many conservative Americans, like I, you know, to some extent, people would call me a conservative.
New Zealand doesn't even have a constitution.
No, but Canada, we call Canada a socialist state. Canada's economy is better, and they have more economic freedom than the United States does.
Mm-hmm. Hong Kong is run by the communists.
Well, yeah, I mean, sort of in a hands-off way.
Yeah, but the point is, Hong Kong ranks as number one in economic freedom in the entire world.
It's true. Singapore wouldn't exactly be called a hands-off state, but they you know, it's easy to open a business. It's easy to run a business there, and that's why they're successful. These are little tiny plots of land. Hong Kong's a rock, and they have managed to build it into something simply through economic policy.
Yeah, that's true. There's no real resource.
A lack of economic policy, really.
Unless you consider seawater and rock to be resource.
They have done farming there, but all that farm space is now taken up by skyscrapers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, an economic policy, a good economic policy can take what is nothing and make it great. And the United States has so much as far as resources go. The sea to shining sea thing is it's very true. The United States, we're not going to get invaded by Canada or Mexico, right? So we don't have to worry about foreign war, these wars of aggression that go on in so many places around the world. We're situated in such a fashion that those aren't things we have to worry about. We could be a very peaceful, very prosperous nation, but for whatever reason are spending so much on foreign intervention.
But, I mean, his main point, it seemed like, was, well, why do you have to be talking so down about the United States?
Well, why tell lies? I mean, if you fill people's heads with untruths, we're the greatest country in the world. It's just,
propaganda.
Right, by what measure? That measure needs to be, yes, if you're talking about military, the United States has the most dangerous military. We spend five times what the next closest, like five competitors do combined.
It has the largest prison population, which I think you guys point out later on in that.
Yeah, largest prison population. There's a few things.
So it's the greatest at that, right? Like the largest prison population per capita, and I think just overall as well.
The exportation of the dollar throughout the world has been very successful. Many countries will use the dollar as their currency. I mean, that's how successful this currency is. So that's another thing that you can look at the United States as success at. But I still say that, you don't want to measure your success by your closest competitor. You want to measure it by a goal. So, yeah.
So you've got it seemed like he was kind of likening Free Talk Live almost to those other shows.
I think at first and he just found an opportunity to call in and complain about something,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I mean, Free Talk Live's open for that. Please call in and complain at 855-450-FREE. But, once he realized that he wasn't going to get the amicable ear that he was looking for, then he, lumped us in. If you're not willing to say, America, love it or leave it, home of the brave to him, then, you got to go. And, whatever. I don't think that America is, the concept isn't love it or leave it. This country wasn't built on love it or leave it. This country was built on give us your poor, your weary, your downtrodden, yearning to be free. That's what it was built upon. And, integration into the melting pot, as it were. So I think that is a, in and of itself, that's sort of the propaganda that a nation would want to put out if it wanted to send boys to war to die.
Well, there are still people who believe the propaganda that America is this great place, but many of them don't live in the United States.
I think it's a great place. I do not want to be put in the category of saying it's not a great place. Is that what you want to say?
No, I'm sorry. What I meant was the greatest place.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what the greatest place is. I think it depends on what you want.
Most free place. The idea that America is the most free. That's what a lot of people believe.
It's certainly not. Not by any measure I can find. If you can find a measure, please call me. 855-450-3733.
That's 855-450-FREE. It's toll-free. Also, you can reach us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we offer you a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
Yeah, you can go get a free pound of coffee by going to simply coffee.freetalklive.com. It's Buzzbox Coffee. It's 100% organic. Top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade grown. It's delicious coffee. It's good for you, comparative to coffee. I mean, you know, it's going to be far better tasting and far better for you than, say, the store brands, and a lot less than what you're going to find at the chain coffee stores. So, and better tasting, too. So go check them out at coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound. It is a subscription. You signed up for it, but you can drop your subscription at any time. You get your free pound and go, it's fine. But if you stay on, you continue to get your coffee there, what you're going to be able to do is help us to help other people around the world, because BuzzBox cuts us back a check, and we're able to, and we lend it out through Kiva.org. These are microloans that go out to people around the world, people to whom a dollar means far more than it does to you and I. And so you can help, you know, a lady in Albania buy cows like we did, a guy in Palestine fix his taxi cab, a man in Bolivia to buy used appliances so he can fix them and then resell them so that other people can wash their clothes and things. These are the ways that we help people around the world, because it's not a handout, it's a hand up. It's just help to people who need it, and they're not going to sign up for a loan if they don't really need it. And that's what I love about Kiva.org. So please help us by going to coffee.freetalklive.com, upgrade your coffee drinking experience, and, you know, just rid your mind of having to buy coffee whenever you're running low or whatever. They ship it to you right to your door, coffee.freetalklive.com.
So we started the show out tonight with a call from earlier in the week, or I guess later in the week, late Thursday night, which was essentially this guy saying that these talk show hosts are saying the things are getting worse in the United States, and we're going downhill, and I still say this is the greatest country in the world. And every now and then on this program, we'll ask the question, how often do you really hear that these days? How often do people in your life actually say, this is the greatest country in the world.
Or it's
the
freest country.
It's a free country.
Because I don't think they say it as much as they used to.
I don't hear it that much anymore.
I think people get scoffed at too often.
Well, and I think it is important to talk about what's really happening out there and not live with the rose-colored glasses on about, you know, where we are in the world and what's happening out there and what are people doing in your name with your money to pretend as though those things aren't going on. I can't say I blame someone for wanting to do that, because it's an ugly reality with the United States bombing innocent people and, you know, putting all kinds of people from the United States in prisons for no real reason whatsoever besides the fact they had a plant or something, some sort of chemical. So there's so many different things to focus on that are negative. I understand why someone would want to live with the rose-colored glasses on, but I think that there's a good reason to talk about what's actually going on, or at least our observations of what is actually going on, because clearly, you know, we're just talk show hosts. We don't know everything.
No. Right? I mean, so I was asking for calls.
You can share your thoughts with us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But I like what Ron Paul has to say, of course, on the issue of the current status quo and where things need to go in the future. And he's a big fan of the idea of decentralization and nullification and secession. In fact, BuzzFeed.com has a piece here that came out 2 days ago. Former Republican presidential candidate and Congressman Ron Paul says secession is happening, and it's good news. Paul then later predicted that states would stop listening to federal laws. He said,
well, that's happening. I mean, when it comes to marijuana laws, that's absolutely happening. When Real ID, the federal government tried to shove that down the throats of states, and that's not really happening. There's instances of the states telling the federal government to go jump in a lake all over.
He says, I'd like to start off by talking about the subject, and the subject is secession and nullification, the breaking up of government. And the good news is it's going to happen. It's happening. This is a quote from Ron Paul, who is, of course, the father of Rand Paul. He told this to a gathering at the Libertarian Mises Institute in late January. The event that Paul was speaking at was titled, quote, Breaking Away, the Case for a Secession, unquote. Sounds like it was a good conference. Paul said secession would not be legislated by Congress, but would be de facto, predicting that, quote, when conditions break down, there's going to be an alternative, unquote. And
well, one thing you have to consider is the federal government is spending itself into insolvency.
Yeah, but they can keep spending, though. They can print the money out.
At some point, their credit rating is going to continue to go down, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just you can't spend forever and not be making the money. When you're talking about $18 trillion in debt, most of that coming on in the last presidential term because of the down, you know, the economic downturn, which was basically caused by the Federal Reserve's printing of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a reckoning coming for sure.
But there's a reckoning coming, and when that happens, that organization, the United States federal government, mm-hmm. that organization, will be ineffective. Because they just, you know, once you have no more money, you're no longer very fun to be around.
Yeah, the stormtroopers are going to want to get a paycheck, right? So going on here, he says, and it's not going to be because there will be enough people in the U.S. Congress to legislate it. It won't happen. It'll be de facto. You know, you'll have a gold standard when the paper standard fails, and we're getting awfully close to that. And people will have to resort to taking care of themselves. So when conditions break down, you know, there's going to be an alternative, and I think that's what we're witnessing. So, again, he's a big supporter of the idea of nullification of the state governments telling the feds to go pound sand, that they're not interested in following their ordinance, their statutes or code or whatever they call it. I think it's U.S. code. So they call it. We're not interested in participating in that program. And yes, it's fine. You can withhold the money. But tell you what, we're going to withhold our money. And I would like to see the more of that we can see, the better off we'll be.
The problem is that the states don't really can't withhold money because the federal government extracts money directly from the individual. In many cases, the average citizen doesn't really benefit from federal programs very much.
There's a lot of people on Social Security.
Social Security isn't really a program as much as a forced investment program. Okay, like
yeah, but people are getting it like for disabilities and things like
SSI,
that.
SSI, that's an entirely different thing. But yeah, and the federal government will run some money for the welfare programs through the state, and then I'm not sure how it's all administered at every point. But I'm just saying that there's not that many people that benefit directly from government that comes from the federal government. Half of discretionary funds go to the military, and then that doesn't even count sort of veterans benefits. So you know, I mean, you and I don't directly benefit from an aircraft carrier sitting in the Persian Gulf, which is an extraordinarily expensive operation. Most countries
well,
can't even
I'm
afford
sure
it.
Someone would call in and say something like, well, you're safe, so you benefit, so you can get to do your radio show. You're benefiting from that carrier.
Well, I think that we'd be far safer if that carrier was within 500 miles of U.S. coastline and not
you don't
bothering.
Get them over there. They're going to come over here, Mark.
Why would they come over here?
Because they're killers. They're trying to kill everyone.
Well, then I suppose that they'd have to kill their way over here as opposed to just running over here to kill somebody. Right, like the whole concept that people in the Middle East want to come after America because they hate, I don't know, Lady Gaga and Coca-Cola or our freedoms. By the way, the federal government's done a really great job of minimizing our freedoms since then. Just have you traveled on an airplane recently? But you know that does it may be true that they that there's some you know preachers over there culturally don't like what's going on in the United States, but they get a lot of momentum from the fact that the United States is essentially the enforcer of whatever the you know predominating world order is.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Again, that toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. And we'll also see you in person if you're in Austin, Texas, on March 28th and 29th, and you happen to be attending the second annual Bitcoin conference. And if you're in Austin, Texas, or even in the region, this is the place to be, the Bitcoin conference. If you're interested in Bitcoin, blockchain, the technology that surrounds it.
Flights are really cheap into Austin. It's a hub for Southwest.
So really, I mean, if you love the idea of Bitcoin, or even if you're brand new to the idea of Bitcoin, there's no better place to learn more about it than at a Bitcoin conference like the Texas Bitcoin Conference. The second annual will be there again. We were there last year broadcasting live from the event. It was a great event. And this year they've got some excellent speakers lined up, including George Gilder, a world-famous investor, economist, and author, also IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. Sambala Nair is going to be flying in from India. Other speakers, including Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnston, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's where you can get a more full list of who's going to be speaking there. We'll look forward to seeing you. It's a very affordable event, by the way. $150 admission price for a two-day conference is excellent, but you can save $25 instantly by using code FTL when you order your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 of your ticket price will go to Sean's Out. Outpost, which is a Bitcoin-based charity helping out homeless folks in North Florida. So TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's March 28th and 29th. We'll look forward to seeing you there at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. And again, don't forget code FTL when you order your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Actually, it's Houston that's a hub, but our flight into Austin wasn't expensive at all, so...
Let's go to Straight Razor. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. So I
was
calling kind of to talk about what the world looks like after, let's say, the system breaks down and we move more towards a libertarian society, volunteer society.
All right.
Now, I've called in fairly often. I'm actually an officer in Texas.
Okay.
And we've more... So I'm kind of trying to start more of a movement towards more liberty, but through the officers themselves. Because if we choose not to enforce laws that infringe freedom, which we have, you know, I don't care what an officer tells you, they have more leeway than they'll let on.
Mm-hmm. Hey, question for you, Straight Razor. I'm sorry to interrupt, but to the point of how much leeway an officer has, I've heard the rumor that, and I don't know if it's this way in Texas, but I've heard rumor that in New Hampshire, where we are, that there are certain felonies where officers shall arrest instead of may arrest, where they would have to arrest somebody. But is that true, or is that just a rumor?
Okay, so whenever you're talking about our leeway as far as arrest goes, generally, most of your smaller infractions are not going to be required. Now, if it's a felony, for instance, an assault, anything like that, then you're going to be more held to those standards as far as arrest. Now, one in particular that generally, like, let's say you've got someone trying to peddle, you know, heroin at the local playground, then that's probably going to be one where even the officers are not going to say, oh, we'll just go about your way, if you know what I mean.
But they could, if they wanted to.
It's really depends. It's department dependent, because it depends on who's overseeing you, because it's not like the state gets every single call that we go out on. So if you have a really bad chief or a really bad command structure, then you're going to have a lot more problems. So really the only way that I've survived is to find good departments with people that are easier to sway. So otherwise that would have been gone a long time ago. But
for officers that want to see, you know, less government infringement and that sort of thing, like your job's on the line all the time?
Absolutely. I've moved departments about six times. I've moved private. So some of the time I'll be, just an officer for hire, or reserve. It's difficult because once too many people catch on and then someone else gets put into power, it's kind of like you've got a target on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know our old friend Brad Jardis was a cop up here for 11 years and ended up, they went after him hard when they learned that he had become a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and had become one of their speakers. He was the only active duty officer at the time, and he may still, I don't know if there's ever been anyone since him, but, he kind of came out of the closet, if you will, as someone who opposed the war on drugs, and it didn't take them long to try to move to terminate his employment. Now, they weren't successful at doing that, and after Brad ended up retaining his employment, he did just decide to quit, because why would you want to work in a place where they don't want you to work there? But, you know, he left on his own terms at that point, but they did not make life comfortable for him, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. But as far as after the system has, taken its course and we're more, a liberty-oriented society, how do you see policing being done? Because I'm looking at it more as, okay, well, maybe we can move over to private sector. If you look at states like North Carolina, where I used to work, they already have private police that you can hire.
Have you ever seen any of the reporting on the Threat Management Center out of Detroit?
No, I have not. I I kind of stopped paying attention to Detroit, to be honest with you.
It's interesting. There actually, Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, one of the founders of CopBlock, and Garrett Ian, one of the activists in Keene, New Hampshire, both went out to Detroit to actually meet with the guy who runs Threat Management Center, which has been around for quite a long time, I think well over a decade, if not two. But anyway,
it's a private organization.
Yeah, it's essentially a private, I don't want to use the term police, but it's a private protection organization, and they offer different levels of services for hire to businesses and individuals. So, you know, the level of service could be driving through a neighborhood once every so often. The level of service can be 24-hour protection, you know, different levels of availability there and different levels of service for their customers, depending on what the customers need. And, of course, you know, whole neighborhoods can get together and contract with these guys, and as the police have pulled away from actually providing services in the Detroit area, because there was a couple of years ago we read a story where certain police offices were being closed at nighttime. And yeah.
But Detroit police offices were being—they were only open from 9 to 5.
Yeah, some of them. I don't know if all of them were, but in certain neighborhoods, the Detroit police were just not available. And of course, they weren't responding to calls in any quick manner, and so people were having to turn to other options. And they turned to the Threat Management Center, which has been offering these services to folks. And of course, they've been—they also do training, right? So they'll train people on how to defend themselves and weapons training and that kind of thing.
This has historical precedence too, essentially. There was the Pinkerton men back in the day, too. Essentially, police departments, as they exist today, only started in about the 1880s, 1850s. And then they began, you know, building in bigger cities and then went to smaller cities. And many, if you look of the history, is many of the slave chasers from the 1850s and 1860s were turned into police departments. You could look this up on the Internet, and it's, you know, it's a well-regarded historical fact. It's crazy, and I don't think anybody today in police departments really deserves that kind of pejorative, but that is sort of the history of police departments, is that they had these people that were government workers that need to be turned into something.
One of the benefits, though, that I see to having, now, if it's, I am big for privatization, but one of the big things is, I think, for the town, is establishing that that lifeline to someone 24 hours a day. Because one of the things that I see as my main job, because I view freedom in a much different way than a lot of people around me. I think that your rights and your freedoms are absolute. So if you were the only person on earth, then your rights would be completely absolute.
Straight Razor, hang on, hold that thought. We're going to bring you back here if you've got time. Do you have time? Because I'd like to stick with you here.
Absolutely, we can.
All right, stand by. More with Straight Razor. He's a law enforcement officer in Texas. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE or whenever you darn well feel like it. We'll be here for the next couple hours. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's me, Ian.
And Mark.
And let's go back to Straight Razor. He says he is with the law enforcement down in Texas and is sort of secretively a liberty-minded person, tries his best to, to avoid arresting peaceful people. That's the understanding I've gotten from the few interactions we've had together, Straight Razor, but I know you've called Free Talk Live a few times over the last couple of weeks and have explicated that. But you had called in tonight with a question more about what would things be like without the government monopoly, one-size-fits-all government police. Is that kind of what good recap of where we've been?
Well, yeah, it's, how are we going to break it up? How small are these units going to be? Because the problem that I would see is every city is different in kind of what they focus on from, mm-hmm. Because I've moved around a lot. The only problem that I'm seeing is, let's say you get one community, let's say down in Florida, you get a community of older Republican individuals who are completely against drugs and don't want it anywhere near there. So they hire a private department and they have a private jail, the whole system is private, and they say, look, we don't want it anywhere near us. So you coming from another area where obviously it's not a criminal offense because it shouldn't be anyway, happen to drive through this particular township and you get popped and put in prison for 2 years or something for something that was completely legal 500 feet away. That's kind of where I'm going with that, because
so to,
there's always
so to answer
to be,
your Right. So to answer your question largely about, you know, what will things be like outside, or you said how large or small should these departments be, or how should it be organized? The, of course, standard answer from a voluntarist would be, well, whatever the market decides, meaning that, you know, if there needs to be five different organizations competing for people's businesses, if the market size can support that level of business, then there needs to be five. If there needs to be one really big one but one really small one that gives better service, I don't know. It's hard to say exactly how all of that will shake out based on, you know, what the market is demanding. But one thing that I think you can say more for certain is that incentives will change. And it's certainly true that if you had like 100% of agreement of people of any given property that that they don't want certain things happening on their property, they're certainly within their rights to stop those things from happening there. But I think they would probably find that it would be more effective to take someone who has drugs and remove them from the property rather than house them for 2 years.
Banishment is an old system of dealing with people, you know, that you don't want around. And
it's a lot cheaper that way too.
What you have to consider is the prison industrial complex as it exists today is essentially a system for extracting tax dollars and creating bureaucracy.
Well, it's also a money pit. A big money pit.
Yeah, and that's not going to be something that a community wants to take on. So they're probably not going to go around incarcerating a bunch of young people simply because they've come on their lawn or whatever.
It's more likely they'll take their drugs and kick them out of the community.
But I'd also like to take the practical approach to this one, too. I don't think that we're going to decouple security from the state anytime soon.
But that is what this conversation's about.
It is, but I just want to... I think it's really important to say that I think you can fix this 90% of the way by taking an attitude of, it's not really our goal to incarcerate people who haven't hurt anyone. If you take that attitude, then the prison population is going to dramatically decrease. You're going to have people who are out and productive in society. We're not going to have the costs of the prison industrial complex. We won't have the cost of security either, because you just don't need as many cops if you're not out arresting people for possession of things like drugs or gambling or prostitution or, you know, some weapon that's illegalized or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement that you can adjust the priorities of the current government one-size-fits-all monopoly police and have them operate better, but they still suffer from the fact that they're a monopoly, and their level of service will always be at that monopoly kind of crappy level of service, because they don't have to compete. There's no one else to whom you can send your money to order someone else's services, so they always know they're going to get the money. And I think that when you move to a market-based protection system, whatever that ends up looking like, one of the things that would be true about that is that the agents of those market-based protection services would be operating on full liability for their actions, meaning that right now when the police botch it up and go in and, kill a 90-year-old woman, which has happened in the Atlanta area on a drug raid,
blow up a baby's face,
destroy people's property, burn a home down to the ground, and then the police almost always come back after these internal investigations. They say, well, it looks like everything was by the book. Have a nice day. You know, there's no liability for that.
Love about where we are is we've already got almost like a review system where if you get a couple of complaints on you, you're gone in my department. They don't mess around with this sort of thing, which I think is very important.
Pretty unusual, I have to say. I mean, based on what we've seen.
Look at another department that's like I said, I'm trying not to be too specific here, but
yeah, so I'm saying I'm a little concerned. You're giving away too much.
I know another department that I have interacted with, and they're actually Addison, Texas, and they have the same thing. And their officer calibers are a lot better. They are a lot better with the people that they talk to. You can see it whenever you interact with them.
I believe that's true. But the fact is, and what you're saying is, it can also be true that there can be some level of difference between government departments, but they still have the monopoly over that particular landmass that is their jurisdiction, and that just doesn't lead to good things. The point I wanted to make, though, is if they're operating on full liability, that means the cops can't screw it up without consequence. I mean, if the consequence is simply they lose their job, that's something. And
it's a better consequence than most deal with.
I'll give you that. That's something. But if the consequence is actually, you kidnapped the wrong person. You've accused this man of rape. You put him in handcuffs. You took him away from his life, and you put him in a cage. Turns out he wasn't the rapist. You had the wrong guy. The person who botched up that investigation would be fully legally liable. At the very least, the company would be legally liable for screwing that up. So they would have to be way more certain they had the right person before they would put some handcuffs on another person. I think that would make them more cautious and better at investigating these cases rather than just kind of throwing something up against a wall and seeing if it sticks by getting a plea deal out of someone they've intimidated. Well,
I'll have to call back another time on that because that drives me absolutely nuts. But
the fact, what drives you nuts? The fact that cops can get away with murder and suffer no consequences?
The fact that people don't take it like, okay, for instance, let's say you do have some violent drug lord in your neighborhood. There's no reason to storm the house because when you're storming a house, you are storming their castle. That is their ground. They know where they're at. They have their weapons there. They're fortified.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you just wait for him to walk out to go to the grocery store?
Because of the adrenaline. Because of the adrenaline. That's why.
I don't care. It drives me crazy. It's not
worth it. But you know those guys, right? Like, you've met those guys in the police force, the adrenaline junkies.
Yeah, we don't get along well.
I bet you don't. Straight Razor, good call tonight, man. Thanks for making it, and keep up the good work out there. I do appreciate it, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people who appreciate it as well. I like it when I hear from the good cops out there who are just sort of hiding in the shadows, trying to do what little they can within an oppressive, monopolistic system to try to give somebody a break, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it can't be easy.
The other thing that he did bring up briefly that I wanted to address was, well, what about, you know, people want this 24-hour thing. They want to be able to call 911 and, you know, if they need an ambulance or a fire truck or whatever, you know, how would that be done in the absence of the state? I would trust that the different companies would be able to make some sort of deal with the phone company to where 911 could, you know, come up. Even if there
any
wasn't
service,
like,
can be replicated in the marketplace. The only service you really can't replicate is services that sort of go after oppressed people's rights. That's, you know, the only thing that you wouldn't be able to sort of purchase in a marketplace.
I mean, there would have to be some sort of deal worked out, and I imagine that would be worked out relatively quickly, wherein obviously no one really owns 911, right? Like, that's some sort of government-provided number that they've made an agreement with the telco operators to provide this service for people, and it has to connect to somewhere. So obviously, you know, I don't feel like that number should be given to one company over another company. So how do you, you know, make
the like
deal?
A brokerage service like lawyer.com.
Where it goes around, to different locations, perhaps, or whatever. Obviously, if you have a contract with a company, you're going to want to use whatever their number is, but if it's just some sort of quick thing where you need to dial 911, I trust the market would come up with something, because that's what people want. They want 24-hour service. They want something that's easy, and maybe the market would come up with something better than 911. Who the hell knows what that would be? That could be kind of
hard
cool
to say.
But yeah, innovation would also happen when you don't have monopoly, when you actually have competition. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. More Free Talk Live coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.